I'm Chris Sharon. I teach at Auburn Seminary in New York City and love teaching at Holden Village. This week I was teaching on hip hop as a prophetic genre of music in American culture and trying to understand that prophetic genre through the history of a band called The Roots, who are the house band for The Tonight Show. And I spent 3 sessions trying to tell the story of their history in relationship to the history of hip hop since the 1970s and how they developed their sense of a prophetic voice within hip hop and how they really argue that hip hop is a prophetic voice for a minority population, a population, the African American community, who have been on the underside of American history since they arrived here in slave ships hundreds of years ago. And it's totally a global phenomenon now with lots of different people doing hip hop, but it's remained a black art. And so I basically started with a framework from Tony Wagner, who talks about how one develops a sense of purpose in the world or a sense of vocation in the world along a trajectory with 3 stages playing around. And I talked about how both with hip hop and with The Roots, they discovered this art form of hip hop by just playing around at dance parties and with DJs and MCs, the hosts of the party going back and forth, and the MCs starting to do rhymes and that leading into rapping. And over time, when one finds something one's really good at, then you develop a passion for it and you totally dig in and explore it. And that's what happened with hip hop and with The Roots as a hip hop band. And I think early on, hip hop was very engaged in work in the South Bronx and in New York City, bringing kids out of gangs and working to develop a different way of competing with one another with the rhyming and the dancing. The Roots developed a prophetic sense, a passion for their music as a voice for the people who are suffering, who are sort of on the underside of society. So we played around with that and how then, in the third stage, you discover what you're passionate about by playing, but then you find where it's needed in society, where there's a sort of purpose for your work. And we played around with The Roots now as the Tonight Show band, using that platform as a way to not only educate, but to speak about social issues that they care about. They did an album, for example, called Game Theory in 2006 that was featuring on the cover a sort of stick figure being hung, so evoking the whole history of lynching of African Americans. And it was right after Hurricane Katrina. So they really used the album as a prophetic critique of what had happened in New Orleans and how African Americans were just left on rooftops and communities were left destroyed afterwards. And the whole tending of the levees in the first place might have prevented the disaster from happening. But then we also experimented with their hopeful side too, the way they see a prophetic voice talking about the potential with our country, especially with the election of Barack Obama, and a sense of possibility and change for the better. And so we talked about the way that they use their platform to sort of sketch a vision for the future that's hopeful and that envisions a multiracial, multicultural, and very artistically creative future. So that's what we did this week. And I, especially here at Holden Village, where many of the members of the community are white, and I myself am white, just really wanted to make the case that hip hop isn't a single thing. It's a really diverse, energetic, brilliant aspect of American culture. And it's something that I think especially white people need to be challenged to listen to in all its complexity and to think about its importance for American culture. And we sort of ended our time making the case that hip hop is becoming a really dominant voice in American culture and looked at Hamilton, the blockbuster Broadway musical in New York, written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, based on Alexander Hamilton's life, but done as a hip hop musical, and he has all people of color starring in the roles. And so I hope if you're listening to this and you've not really listened very much to hip hop, that you might listen to The Roots or check them out on The Tonight Show, and that you might think a little bit about the genius of that art form. Some people call it the contemporary blues because it comes out of tough, struggling neighborhoods in today's society, just like the blues came out of the Delta and the difficult lives of the sharecroppers 100 years ago.